Can artificial intelligence help us in the fight against COVID-19? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Farah Shamoot, assistant professor, emerging scholar in computer engineering at NYU Abu Dhabi, finds out.
The spread of the coronavirus disease has led to a surge in patients presenting to the emergency department with respiratory illness. This overload on an already strained healthcare system emphasizes the need for automated triage that can support decision-making by predicting the risk of patient deterioration. Traditionally, early warning score systems have mainly relied on processing physiological variables and do not leverage the vast amounts of imaging data that contain relevant information regarding the degree of illness. In our work, we developed an explainable artificial intelligence system that predicts the risk of deterioration by fusing information and chest X-ray images and routine non-imaging data. To ensure that the artificial intelligence system is clinically meaningful, computer scientists and machine learning engineers collaborated closely with radiologists and frontline physicians to define and design the tasks of the AI system, as well as extract and curate the data from the hospital's complex medical records. Based on that, we define the risk for intubation, admission to the intensive care unit, or mortality within 24 to 96 hours as the system's predicted outputs at the time of patient assessment. Upon evaluation, the imaging deep learning system performed on par with two human radiologists with 3 and 17 years of experience. The best performance of the AI system was also achieved by combining imaging and non-imaging information, illustrating the benefits of multimodal learning in healthcare. Overall, this research highlights the potential of artificial intelligence in supporting decision-making, especially in pandemic hotspots with limited resources.
And that was Farah Shamoot of NYU Abu Dhabi. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.